do we call the inhabitants of Egypt?
People.
Correct. Pay that man $8. What are millionaires?
Poor people with lots of money.
Correct. Pay that man $9 because...
It pays to be ignorant.
It pays to be ignorant. We have a board of experts who are so dumb, they think a daffodil is a crazy pickle. First, we have the celebrated author and telephone slot feeler, Mr. Harry McNaughton, who has just written a book on rationing entitled The Awakening or Caught with My Points Down. But here he is, Mr. Harry McNaughton.
I have a poem, Mr. Howard.
You'll never fail.
Yes. He flew through the air with the greatest of ease, and the funny thing was, he got his trapeze. You know that he broke his arm in four places?
He should stay out of those places. All right. Next, we have a woman whose name may not be in Who's Who, but whose picture is in What's This? A woman whose ancestors went west with a covered wagon. If you saw her ancestors, you'd know why the wagons were covered. Here she is, Miss Lulu McConnell. Miss McConnell.
Yeah. You know, I went to a fortune teller yesterday.
You did?
And what do you think?
What?
She told me I was going to live till I was 85 years old.
She did? So you won't be with us after next week?
No. What do you mean?
All right.
How do you think I look?
Miss McConnell, you couldn't live to be as old as you look. Let's go.
Go on, you old moth-eaten paisley shawl.
All right. Yeah.
Why, the skeleton in our closet is healthier looking than you are.
I see. Thank you, Miss McConnell. Next, we have a man who spent so many years in the kindergarten, the children thought he was the teacher. A man who was always down in the dumps because that's where he lives. Here he is, Mr. George Shelton.
So, you know, Miss Todd, I just got another letter from my Uncle Webfoot up on his farm in Maine.
Oh, Uncle Webfoot.
Yeah, you know what that crazy fool is doing now?
No, go ahead, surprise me.
Well, he's going to cross a raccoon with a kangaroo.
He's going to cross a raccoon with a kangaroo?
Yeah.
What does he expect to get?
Fur coats with pockets.
Fur coats. Well, you have just met the experts, folks. There's going to be bad news tonight. Here is our first question, so let's try and get it. Pay attention. Here is the question. For what animal do we buy a dog license?
Mr. Howard, would you mind repeating the question?
I'd be glad to. What animal do we buy a dog license for?
Mr. Howard, is the animal male or female?
What difference does it make?
You mean you don't know the difference between a male...
Oh, you dumb...
Wait a minute.
Can you tell the difference, Mr. Shelton?
Why, certainly. Now, let's say the animal is a cat.
Oh,
you see a cat?
Yes.
Now, you get a saucer of milk and you put it down in front of the cat. And if he eats it, it's a he. And if she drinks it, it's a she.
Gummed that one up pretty nice.
Well, the cat's whiskers got my
All mind. Right. Well, let's get
That's
on.
All here. Right. Anytime you get stuck like that, Mr. Howard, just call on me.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you'd like to know?
No. What? Only one thing.
What's that?
What makes you so stupid?
Oh, yeah, it took lots of hard work.
Yeah, I bet.
Burn the midnight oil.
Yeah, all right. Can we please get back to the question?
Oh, rather, the question, yes, what was it? Oh, the question, yes. It was about cats, wasn't it?
Cats.
I know a woman that sleeps with cats every night.
Sleeps with cats? Who is she?
Mrs. Cat.
Mrs. Cat.
What's her first name?
Kitty.
Kitty. Ah. Oh. The question is, what animal do we buy a dog license for?
Oh, Mr. Howard, I think the question's silly. What does an animal need a license to get married for? They don't get married.
The dog is not going to get married.
Mr. Shelton, do you think a cat has 9 lives?
I don't know, but I know a frog that croaks every night.
Please, Miss McConnell, let me ask you something. Do you have any pets around the house?
Yes, we have a pet skunk.
A pet skunk? Really, what do the neighbors say about it?
Oh, they haven't got wind of it yet.
They haven't got wind. Can we please get on with the question?
Sure, what was the question?
Are you an imbecile?
That's a good question. Who said that in?
That is not the question. The question is, what animal do we buy a dog license for?
You know, we had a dog. Had him for years. He was a grand dog. We treated him like one of the family. And then we made a discovery. He was one of the family. It was my uncle.
I took my dog out for a walk the other day.
Yeah.
I stopped to get a soda, see?
Yeah.
My dog stopped for the Saturday Evening Post.
He's up his side.
Yes.
All right.
Mr. Howard, I mean, after all, he likes to read.
He likes to read. All right. Should be quite simple. In what ceremony do they use a wedding ring? The question is about matrimony.
I'm not interested. Matrimony is only for married people.
All right. I don't start. A man doesn't start life till he's married.
Then he's finished. how long have you been married, Miss McConnell?
22 years.
Are you happy?
Don't change the subject.
All right. Don't you change the subject. The question is, what ceremony do they use a wedding ring?
Did you have a church wedding, Miss McConnell?
No, we did not. We started for the church, but we couldn't get my old man past Casey's saloon.
Yes. Look, please, don't talk that way. A marriage is something sacred. It's an institution.
Yeah, but who wants to live in an institution?
I see.
Didn't you ever get married, Mr. Shelton?
No, I was going to marry an architect's daughter. But she had other plans.
She had other plans. That is terrible. Can we please get back to the question?
You know, I was going to marry a hula dancer once.
Yeah.
But she wiggled out of it.
She wiggled out of it. She... Oh, now what? Another mistake.
I don't get it.
All right. In what ceremony do they use a wedding ring?
I remember the day I married my old man, and I remember the day I regretted it. Same day.
You know, my cousin Susie married a fireman.
Volunteer?
No, her father made him.
Cut it out, Joe. At this point, while Mr. Roberts is getting our contestants ready, we will hear from Dr. Novick and his orchestra, who have just completed a successful engagement in the Chamber of Horrors. An orchestra whose members started the fad of wearing brown shoes with their tuxedos. Here he is, Dr. Novick. Now, from now on, we'll get it.
Oh,
Daddy's getting a bird in there. Music. The trumpet player has the hiccups. That's why everything he plays sounds like a march. Well, enough of that. Who is our first contestant this evening, Mr. Roberts?
Our first contestant tonight, Mr. Howard, is none other than Private David Metzger of the 505th Parachute Regiment in the United States Army.
Well, good evening, Private Metzger, and welcome to our program. It certainly is nice to have you with us. How do you feel, Private?
I feel fine, thank you, Mr.
Well, that's good. Where's your hometown, would you care to tell us?
Great Neck, Long Island.
Oh, Great Neck. Ah, you're right near at hand there. Well, that's fine.
Boy, Great Neck, Long Island, huh? Well, put a barrel over me and call me McConnell.
Yeah, that wouldn't help.
And I used to work in that town.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a baseball player in a circus.
You were a baseball player in a circus?
I used to pitch tents.
I see. Very good.
Mr. Howard... This young man's a soldier, isn't he?
Certainly he's a soldier.
Boy, how could you tell?
By his uniform.
By his uniform. All right, cut it out.
Oh, that's uncandy.
Never mind uncandy business. He's a paratrooper.
Oh, a paratrooper?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I was a paratrooper in the last war, you know.
In the last war?
Yes. So much tougher then, you know.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have parachutes.
I see.
Very hard on the feet, you know.
Imagine it would be hard on the feet.
Blisters, you know.
Pay no attention to them, David. They're at the age now where we got to mash the food. We're very glad to have you. And my, you certainly look as you've been around. Did you say, Mr. Roberts, the 505th Parachute Regiment?
That's what I said, Mr. Howard.
I see. What division would that be, David?
That's the 82nd Division.
Oh, the 82nd Division. They made some kind of a mark or something, I believe, on D-Day, didn't they?
Yes, sir. They jumped in the Normandy Peninsula.
They were the first to jump, I believe.
That and one other division.
Well, isn't it? And you were in that division?
Yes.
Oh, that is marvelous. That is certainly great. I notice you have quite a lot of ribbons. Is that the Purple Heart I see from here?
Yes, sir.
Well, congratulations. The Purple Heart. And those other ribbons, I suppose, represents the different theaters and wars.
Yes.
That is the different...
That's
that
right.
is marvelous. Well, you certainly look as if you've been around.
I say, you know, I was also in the Navy in the last
All
war.
All right, you were in the Navy.
You know that? Yes, I was on the submarine, you know, but they transferred me.
Why did they transfer you?
I used to sleep with my windows open.
That was terrible.
Imagine that'd be kind of damp, wouldn't it?
I would be damp.
And moist, you know.
How long have you been in the service, David?
I was a baseball player in a...
Never mind, I'm not talking to you. How long have you been in the service?
4 years, 3 months, and 10 days.
4 years, 3 months, and 10 days. Well, congratulations. Boy, you are certainly a fine-looking soldier, and you're a cinch here for some dough tonight if I have to take it out of my own pocket. Well, we're very, very glad to have you with us. Certainly.
Yeah, what's your first name, honey?
David.
David?
That's right.
Turn around and let me see.
Yeah, look at him.
Oh, boy, is he cute. Yeah. Ooh, look at that smile, Mr. Howard. Oh, ain't that something. Little David, do you play the harp?
Never mind.
Well, David, you can just call me Turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I make a nice dish.
Yeah. And you're stuffed like one. David, will you do us a favor while you're here and reach into the dunce cap there that Johnny has and pick out a question for us? And will you be kind enough to read the question, if you will?
Was Paul Revere's horse a male or a female?
Well... There's a good question. Was Paul Revere's horse a male or a female?
What's good about it?
I'm ignoring you, Mr. Sheldon.
Oh, thanks. I'll do as much for you someday.
All right. Was Paul Revere's horse a male or a female? Do you know anything about Paul Revere's horse, Mr. McNaughton?
No, not a thing, Mr. Howell. As far as I know, he was a perfect gentleman.
I see.
I've never heard anyone say one unkind word about him or her.
All right. Highly respected.
Very charming animal, I imagine.
All right, please. Do you know anything
about Paul Revere's horse, Miss McConnell?
Yeah, she ought to. She saddled it. Let's get on here.
I did not. I was in school that day.
Talk too much. Mr. Sheldon.
What?
Let me ask you something. Do you know what happened in 76?
All I know is there was a big racket because I was in 75.
Oh, you were in 75.
I had a phone down to the desk clerk 3 times.
All right. Mr. Sheldon, why don't you fall in an open manhole?
Oh, I fell in an open manhole once.
How'd you come to do that?
I threw a cigarette butt in, you see, and tried to step on it.
Uh-huh.
Fell right on a pile of coal.
Oh, my goodness. Did you hurt yourself?
No, it was soft coal.
The question is about Paul Revere's horse.
You know, I went horseback riding this morning.
Really? Did you go alone?
No, the horse went with me.
Well, Miss McConnell, when you go horseback riding, do you use an eastern saddle or a western saddle?
What do you mean? What's the difference?
Well, a western saddle has a horn on it.
Oh, I don't need a horn. I never go where there's traffic.
Are we going to answer our friend's question?
Certainly. What was the question?
Was Paul Revere's horse a male or a female?
It was a female.
Are you sure?
Certainly. Only a female would stay up that late for the news and then run around and gab it to all the neighbors.
All right. Another contestant.
Yes, indeed we have, Mr. Howard, and this time we have a wave in the United States Navy. She is pharmacist mate third class, Mavis Kerr.
Oh, how you doing, sir? It was nice of you to come up, Miss Kerr. How do you feel?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, that's dandy. You certainly do make a fine-looking wave, if you don't mind me saying so.
She's a fine-looking wave, if you don't mind me saying so.
Never mind, Miss McNaughton. One wolf at a time.
Go right ahead, Mr. Howard.
All right. Where is your hometown, Miss Kerr?
Cuba, Illinois.
Cuba, Illinois. My goodness. You're quite away from home. Cuba, Illinois. I don't believe I've ever heard tell of that.
Cuba, Illinois. Cuba, Havana, ain't it?
No. Cuba, Illinois.
You know, I used to go with a girl in that town, Mr. Howard.
You used to go with a girl in Cuba?
Cuba, yeah, she was a fortune teller.
Oh, really, a fortune teller?
Yeah, I remember she and I were sitting in the parlor one night, and she said, you know, I can tell you what's going to happen right here in the next hour. So I went home.
I see.
Well, what did she say was going to happen?
Nothing. That's why I went home.
I see.
I had to feed my white mice, anyway.
All right, pay no attention, Miss Kerr. You say you're from Cuba, Illinois. I don't believe... how big a town is it? That is, what's the population of it?
1,600.
1,500?
Yeah.
Oh, 1,500, quite a big town. Well, is that near Chicago?
Yes.
How near Chicago would you say?
200 miles.
200 miles, oh. Just a short walk on a corner. Stone's throw, I guess. Well, how long have you been to New York?
A year.
A year?
Yes.
You like New York?
No.
No, you don't? Well, that's marvelous. You are really the first one that's come up here that said that didn't like New York, and really, that's quite a relief.
It's, you know, Mr. Howard...
Everybody likes New York. What?
Mr. Howard, a wave like Miss Kerr can roll up on my beach anytime.
All right. What do you find about New York that really doesn't impress you, Miss Kerr?
I don't like people to push me around.
Oh, you get pushed around. Well, do you find any different? Have you met any nice boys in New York?
Yes.
You have? Ah! How do you find the boys in New York with the boys... Never mind. Please. How do you find the boys in New York with the boys in Cuba?
What boys? Huh? What boys?
Oh, do you have no boys in Cuba? My goodness.
Boy, I'd like to spar with a wave if you want to give me a whack.
You know, honey, I like your uniform. I think it's awfully cute. You look so nice in it. How do you like my dress? It's just a little thing I threw together. Your aim is not very good, is it? I was going to make a tea gown, but I ran out of tea bags. Yeah. Why don't you use the two under your eyes? Miss Kerr, it certainly has been a pleasure having you here, and would you do us a favor by reaching into the dunce cap there and picking out a question for us, if you will? And when you get one, would you be kind enough to read it right into the microphone?
What was the name of the famous queen Mark Antony fell in love with?
That's a very good question, coming from Cuba, Illinois. But I'm afraid we're going to have a little trouble with it. Did you hear the question? What was the name of the famous queen that Mark Antony fell in love with?
I was at his program several times.
You were on whose program?
Mark Antony?
No, no. You mean Mr. Antony?
Yeah, me and my old man.
Yeah.
We were on his program so much that people thought we were his sponsors.
I imagine. The question is, what is the name of the famous queen that Mark Antony fell in love with?
How do you know it was love, Mr. Howard?
That's right, you know. It might have been infatuation, admiration.
Yes. Or indigestion.
Yes. Falling... falling arches.
Or hardening of the arteries.
Yeah. No. Will you cut it out, please?
Numerous things. Sciatica?
Yes, sciatica. Okay. Let's presume it was love.
Or neuralgia?
All right.
You know, I was in love with a girl once. Boy, was she skinny. She was so skinny, every time she drank a glass of tomato juice, she looked like a thermometer.
Oh, yeah.
Changeable girl.
I knew a girl like that once, you know. She wore a raccoon coat.
Yeah?
I used to use her for a pipe cleaner.
Well, it's love that makes the world go around.
Yeah, looking for a place to park.
Right. Rather, yes, I see what you mean. You know, in the old days when a car would stop, people would get out.
Yeah, I see what you mean, Mr. McDonald.
Do you have a girl now, Mr. Shelton?
No, but I was engaged to a girl with a wooden leg.
Oh, really? What happened?
Her father broke it off.
Oh. Gentlemen. I'm trying to find out who was in love with Mark Antony.
What do you care who was in love with him? Why don't you mind your own business?
Oh,
busybody.
Look.
Sneaking around, breaking up everybody's home, snooting in here, snooting into there.
Well, somebody throw a net over that dame. Look. History tells us this famous queen used to ride up the River Nile on her barge.
Boy, she must have had some barge.
Yeah. Wide river.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Howard, would it be Tugboat Annie?
No.
I'll never forget the first young man I fell in love with.
Yeah, who was he?
He was a private in the Confederate Army.
He was not. He was a sergeant.
Oh, my mistake.
You like men, I gather.
I like men, I gather.
All right, please. When do you ever gather any? The question's about love.
Oh, Mr. Howe, between you and me, love is silly.
Between you and me, it would be ridiculous.
Mr. McNaughton, life would be nothing without love. Haven't you ever walked in the park?
Yes.
Talked to the birds? Whispered to the bees?
Yeah, but they put me away. I'm all right now. now, though.
Yeah. They let you out too soon.
I wish some man would put his arms around me. I want to be crushed and crushed and crushed until I'm dead.
You can get that service in the subway for a nickel.
It's a good time to leave the theater, folks. Beautiful in a disgusting sort of way. Folks, so here's our good-looking man once again to tell us just what we mean when we say...
It pays to be ignorant, to be dumb, to be dense, to be ignorant. It pays to be ignorant just like me. I took my girl to dinner. We had a wonderful feed. But they had to give my girl the check because I couldn't read. So you see, it pays to be ignorant. Have no brain, be inane, just be ignorant. It pays to be ignorant just like me.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.